Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Monday, cloudy skies mid-30s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, areas of freezing fog, otherwise cloudy skies 26. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with fog early, then becoming partly sunny, warmer temperatures, lower 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 20s, and Wednesday, partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 28.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas' new Democratic governor expected to take office, promising bipartisan administration, even as she and her supporters celebrate a sharp break with her conservative Republican predecessors. Like Laura Kelly, scheduled to be sworn in as the state's 48th governor today. It was speculated her inaugural address was likely to stress the broad themes that underpinned her successful campaign last year. Kelly pitched herself to voters as a no-nonsense problem solver. Kansas officials offering an unconventional housing program to mentally ill homeless people that they hope will ease overcrowding at state hospitals. Topeka Capital Journal reports the State Department for Aging and Disability Services is considering offering the Housing First program beyond Wichita, Shawnee County, and Wyandotte County. The program deviates from traditional housing assistance programs because it has no curfew and sobriety requirements. Mid-America Network News.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm, tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, main, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Kansas legislators are preparing to open an annual session that will show whether new Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is skilled at separating moderate Republicans from their more conservative GOP leaders to pass the bills that matter most to her. Lawmakers expect to have big debates over the next 4 months on boosting aid to public schools and expanding the state's Medicaid health coverage. Those were listed as some of Governor-elect Kelly's top priorities. A head-on collision on Friday afternoon claimed a life in Jefferson County. Sheriff Jeff Herrick says a pickup truck and passenger car wrecked just before 3 o'clock Friday afternoon on Highway 59 just south of Oskaloosa. Herrick says the driver of the car was killed. A passenger in the car and a passenger in the pickup truck were taken to the hospital with injuries. Herrick says the truck's driver was not hurt. The Kansas Highway Patrol is continuing to investigate the crash. And school delays and the use of mud routes prompted by lingering weather conditions in western Kansas this morning. Mid-America Network News.
You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Farming and ranching is more than what you do. It's who you are. Blue Valley Insurance has been protecting hardworking farmers just like you by providing the customized coverage you need to protect your hard-earned dreams. From small family farms to medium-sized growers and ranches, we can help you secure the coverage to help meet your unique needs. Visit any of our Blue Valley Insurance offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. More than 4 months after Missouri became the first U.S. state to regulate the term meat on product labels, Nebraska's powerful farm groups are pushing for similar protection from veggie burgers, tofu dogs, and other items that look and taste like meat. Nebraska lawmakers will consider a bill this year to prevent companies that package and sell food from advertising plant-based, insect-based, and lab-grown products as meat. Similar measures are pending in Tennessee, Virginia, and Wyoming. The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River will remain elevated at the start of the year, but should return to normal levels throughout 2019. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border was recently increased to help clear out excess water collected last year. Mid-American Network News.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, DEF, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidt.com.
Just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm, down at Schmidt &
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners took another step toward construction of a new jail, approving an agreement with Lloyd Builders of Ottawa as construction manager at risk at a rate of 4.5% of construction cost. The action at Monday's meeting was among mostly routine business, which also included approval of a $45,000 contract for routine bridge inspections. Maintenance issues with a 2-year-old boiler at the Washington County Courthouse were among discussion items at recent meetings. Concerns of a daily blowout of a unit may affect the life of the boiler and create issues with heating the courthouse over weekends and holidays are among concerns which have been referred to the installing contractor. Water damage to basement walls, courthouse security, and fire escape options at the Washington County Courthouse are also being addressed. Nemaha County Commissioners approved a 35-cent per hour raise for county employees effective first of the year at their meeting last Monday. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our Facebook page as well. Marshall County Commissioner and former Marshall County Sheriff's Deputy Lynn Feldhausen passed away Friday as a result of an extended illness. They ask that county flags are flown at half-mast through Lynn Feldhausen's funeral service, which is yet to be set. Martin J. Aiken, age 93, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service 10 a.m. this morning at the United Methodist Church, Axtell, burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martin Aiken. Edwin Eddie Bowman, age 79, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Eddie Bowman. Ladine Crimmins, age 92, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial this morning at 10 a.m. St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ladine Crimmins. Colt Bird, age 18, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service, 4 p.m. this afternoon at the Pawnee City High School Gymnasium. Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Colt Bird. James Jim C. Runnebaum, age 67, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial, Church Cemetery. Rosary, Monday at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday 1 to 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim C. Runnebaum of Axtell. Lynn Feldhausen, age 64, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday 11 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Lynn Feldhausen. Marshall County flags will fly at half-staff through the service time Wednesday in honor of Marshall County Commissioner Lynn Feldhausen. Donald J. Hoover, age 71, of Greenleaf, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services will be planned at a later date with a Ward Funeral Home in charge for Donald Hoover. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baby bakers, wheat bread, broccoli and cauliflower, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow's smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, apricots, and cake. Check out the school and community calendar. Twin Valley League basketball tournament games postponed Saturday will resume today. First games at 1:30 at Frankfort. Scholars Bowl at Wamego this afternoon. Junior High Marysville boys basketball team at Riley County this evening. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like for this Monday, not a whole lot going on across the central parts of the Midwest. We're going to see some dry weather, which is much needed after all that snow in some areas of the central and east central parts of the United States. We're just going to see cloudy skies as we head through the day and into tonight. A little bit, some more sunshine as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday. Otherwise, temperatures really not bad at all. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, cloudy skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, areas of freezing fog, otherwise cloudy skies at 26. For tomorrow, some fog early, then becoming partly sunny. Warmer temperatures, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 20s. As into Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see highs around 33. For Wednesday night, isolated chances of snow showers, lows around 24. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-January 40, record high on the state 70 in 1996. The average low 19, the record low is 15 below zero in 1916. Sunset this evening 5:23, sunrise in the morning at 7:40. 4 to 5 inches of snowfall fell Saturday. 27 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds favor the southeast at 5 to 10. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 14th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sonic's morning drink stop with drinks starting at 99 cents before 10 a.m. could turn anyone into a morning person, even me. Good thing I have a four-hour meeting starting soon. I should bring them all iced teas from Sonic. Now this guy's cutting me off and giving me the number one sign.
Have a great morning, sir.
Up, only one lane is open. This must be my lucky day.
Wake up with your favorite drink classics starting at only 99 cents. And try order ahead on the Sonic app to get your favorites faster. This is how you Sonic. Text not included. See menu for details for a limited time. Only participating Sonic drive-ins.
The matchups are set for the NFL's championship weekend. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Saints are headed to the NFC championship after a comeback 20-14 victory over the Eagles.
So we made enough plays. Wasn't a perfect game. Certainly there are a lot of things that we'll have to clean up, but most importantly, we got the win.
Saints head coach Sean Payton, Drew Brees tossed two touchdowns and a late interception by Marshawn Lattimore, and a pass that bounced off the hands of Philadelphia's Alshon Jeffrey sealed the win. They take on the Rams next Sunday with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. Earlier Sunday, the Patriots cruised past the Chargers 41-28 to advance to the AFC Championship, where they'll face Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. NBA, Steph Curry was on target against the Mavericks.
Everybody standing here in Dallas. Curry, a deep three. Why not? Here's Steph Curry! Ridiculous!
On KGMZ, 11 made threes and 48 points from Curry led Golden State to a 119-114 win. Nikola Jokic was two assists shy of his sixth triple-double this season as he scored 40 points and grabbed 10 rebounds for the Nuggets in a 116-113 victory over the Trailblazers. And the Magic got some clutch shooting late to knock off the Rockets.
Gordon slices in the paint. It's crowded. DeFournier back up top. Ross, left side. Step back jumper. That is Augustine for three. Yes, sir!
On WDBO, 116-109 the final. It was a rough night for Houston's James Harden as he knocked down just one of 17. 17 three-point attempts, tying an NBA record for most missed threes in a game. To college hoops, number 2 Michigan made short work of unranked Northwestern, 80-60. On the ice of the NHL, Brian Little scored in overtime as the Jets handed the Ducks their 11th straight loss. 4-3 the final. And the first round of the Australian Open is underway in Melbourne with Sloane Stephens, Maria Sharapova, and Angelique Kerber all through to the next round. On the men's side, Rafa Nadal through as well, but ninth seed John Isner is out. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Saturday's scheduled first-round games in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Frankfort were postponed due to the weather. And those games will be played Monday, with the first games getting underway at 1:30, tip-offs at 3, 4:45, 6, and 7:30 p.m. at Frankfort. We'll have coverage beginning at 1:30 with the Washington County Axtell girls, followed by the Valley Heights Wetmore boys and the Valley Heights Troy girls, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Kansas Jayhawks Big Monday tip-off this evening at 8, pregame at 7:30 live on KNDY FM 95.5. Saturday's weather also forced postponement of the Mudeikis tournament at Beatrice. The Jayhusker wrestling tournament at Marysville was canceled. Marysville High boys tip-off in the Thunder Classic at Mima Hall Central Tuesday evening. We'll be on the air around 6:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our high school games streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
It's the Start Something New sales event at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. Save big on remaining new 2018 models in stock. We have a selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles to choose from with savings of up to $8,000. Bring your trade-in and financing available. Check out our inventory at NemahaValleyMotors.com. Come in and see how easy buying a vehicle can be.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. For the second straight year, President Trump will address the farm and ranch families at the American Farm Bureau's annual convention in New Orleans. He'll be appearing later today at the 100th annual convention. Paul Schlegel, Managing Director of Public Policy with the Farm Bureau, said the president's appearance shows how important agriculture is to this administration. It also shows respect and admiration for Farm Bureau and the work it does.
We like to think of ourselves as an articulate leading voice for growers and producers around the country. And the fact the president's coming a second year in a row helping us to celebrate our centennial, it's a compliment to our members, to the organization they've put together, and that they spend a lot of time and effort to make sure represents the needs of growers. We're going to do our best to give the president a warm welcome.
Well, Schlegel says Trump's appearance today shows that the administration has a serious commitment to American agriculture.
They frequently look to Farm Bureau for an informed and educated and articulate position on what policies have an impact, whether it's the new clean water rule by EPA, whether it's trade disputes with China and other places. They have looked to us for our counsel and our advice, and we've given it, and we appreciate the fact that we have a constructive ongoing dialogue.
Schlegel says the president will likely touch on a lot of issues important to Farm Bureau.
That's trade, it's the clean water rule, it's regulations, implementation of the Farm Bill. There's a long range of things that we care about that we expect him to address in his remarks.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is also expected to accompany the president and make remarks as the American Farm Bureau celebrates 100 years. More Ag News online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the longest ever partial government shutdown continues. Neither side has budged on border wall funding as the political finger-pointing and name-calling escalated. Democrats passed messaging bills going nowhere that were intended to pressure Republicans and the president to reopen shuttered agencies, but the only agreement came on a bill to ensure furloughed workers get missed pay once the shutdown finally ends. Incoming House Ag Appropriations Chair Sanford Bishop.
USDA has stopped making loans and grants for rural development programs, such as housing, water, and wastewater facilities. New grants to our universities for agriculture research cannot be made. Across the nation, Farm Service Agency county offices have been closed since December 28th. Farmers applying for relief from retaliatory tariffs are in limbo, waiting for the shutdown to end. Nearly 33,000 USDA employees who are funded by this bill are currently furloughed.
But former Ag Spending Chair Republican Robert Aderholt complained Democrats were repackaging bills the GOP Senate passed last year, never agreed to by the House, in a bid to score political points. Aderholt urged his colleagues,
reject this strategy of passing the Senate bills, which at the end of the day is not going to bring us any closer to resolving the partial government shutdown. To paraphrase the president's remarks two nights ago, in order for us to resolve this funding dispute, we need to invest in border security, not because we hate the people on the outside of our borders, but because we love the people within our borders. The only thing that is immoral is for politicians to stand by and do nothing.
Senate Republicans have refused to take up any House bills to reopen agencies until the border wall funding issue is resolved. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producer, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in your downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag, off I-135 in Mound Ridge.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
See Valley Co-op in Atlanta, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. There are people who want to eliminate animal agriculture, and they are pursuing this goal in a number of ways. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Yes, there are people who want to eliminate animal agriculture, and they are pursuing their goal in a number of ways. One is by claiming that eating meat and dairy products is unhealthy. Another tactic is claiming that agriculture, specifically cattle, sheep, and goats, contribute to greenhouse gases that are changing our climate. And they go on to claim, wrongly, that farm animals are more to blame than other contributors, such as energy production and transportation, like cars, trucks, and airliners. Joining us to inject some fact-based information into this debate is Professor Frank Mintlerner, who is an air quality specialist and animal scientist at the University of California, Davis. Frank, let's begin with a broad view of this issue, if you don't mind, maybe one from 30,000 feet, since I mentioned airliners. And this question, are animals really a problem when it comes to climate change?
Well, that's certainly in the eyes of the beholder. If you ask me, I would say that they are not a problem. But there are some people, and many people actually, who think that animal agriculture is not a problem, but the biggest problem to many societal issues, including climate change. I think there's a lot of confusion going on, and that's largely fueled by the fact that many of the individuals claiming those major, major impacts may be well-meaning, but not well-schooled in the issues. There is a tendency for people who are anti-animal agriculture to take global livestock data and then apply them to U.S. conditions. So, for example, we by far here in the United States have the most efficient livestock system in the world. Efficiencies of livestock production are directly related to environmental impact. The more efficient you are, the lower is your impact. It's the same thing as with your car. If you drive a more fuel-efficient car, you burn less gas, and thus, you produce less emissions. The same is true for livestock. We by far have the lowest environmental footprint across any livestock system in the world here in the United States. But what happens is that the critics take global numbers, which make the livestock impacts look high, and then they apply them to the United States. And this is a very common way of them trying to attack animal agriculture.
And you may not be surprised to hear, some of the people who are attacking animal agriculture, the ones who want us to go vegan, have a profit motive. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special bred heifer and stock cow sale on Wednesday, January 16th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the bred heifers. They'll be followed by the cow-calf pairs and then the bred cows. Consignments include 25 Big Fancy Angus calf and vaccinated first calf heifers. They're bred to 6- Angus bulls for February 7th calving. 45 choice red Angus calf and vaccinated first calf heifers will be bred to Mush Rush red Angus bulls for February 20th calving. We'll have 20 big Montana origin red Angus first calf heifers or AI bred to red Angus bulls for February calves. We'll have 35 big home raised calf and vaccinated Angus first calf heifers, AI bred to Barrett Walt, which is high Cavanese Angus bulls, February 1st calving. 45 big fancy Angus first calf heifers are AI bred and bull bred to quality low birth weight Angus bulls for February March calving. We'll also have 35 black and black white face fall calving cows. They're 5 to 7 years old. They'll have big September October calves by side. Cows have been running back with a black Simmental bull since November 1. There'll be 10 black cows 3 to 6 years old with 30 day old Angus calves by side. Also be selling a 2 year old Charley bull. To consign cows or more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January 16th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs approach 40 today. Should start to melt a little snow away.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Patrick Mahomes picked apart the Colts in his postseason debut. The Chiefs defense answered their chorus of critics with a stout performance, and the Kansas City Chiefs rolled to a 31-13 victory over Indianapolis in the divisional round on Saturday to end 25 years of playoff frustration. Mahomes threw for 278 yards while running for a touchdown, and Damian Williams ran for 129 yards and another score as the Chiefs beat Indianapolis for the first time in 5 playoff meetings to earn their first AFC title game appearance since January of 1994. The NFL's highest-scoring offenses face off in the conference championship next Sunday. Tom Brady leads the New England Patriots into Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
In Arkansas City, Kansas, see Two Rivers Co-op. Corey Davis Jr. had 20 points. Armoni Brooks added 14, and number 17 Houston rebounded from its first loss of the season to beat Wichita State 79-70 on Saturday night. The Shockers led for the majority of the first half and kept it close throughout the second half, but Houston forced Wichita State into bad shots in the second half and 9 of its 15 total turnovers. Up next, the Shockers host Central Florida at Charles Koch Arena on Wednesday night. Barry Bonton hit a layup with 4 seconds left, and Kansas State stunned number 20 Iowa State 58-57 on Saturday, handing the Cyclones their second straight loss. K-State plays at Oklahoma on Wednesday. And LeGerald Vick scored 18 points with 6 three-pointers on his 22nd birthday Saturday, and number 7 Kansas held on for a 73-68 win at Baylor. The Jayhawks play Texas tonight in Lawrence.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs swept a pair from the Wamego Red Raiders in North Central Kansas League play Friday. Marysville girls held off Wamego 40-33, a hard-fought ball game with over 15 fouls between the two. Marysville went to the line 34 times. Sammy Bartles hit 16 of 20 free throws on her own and led scoring for Marysville with 20 points. Bulldogs improved to 6-4, 4-2. Wamego led in scoring by Aubrey Alexander. She had a couple of late trays for 13 points. Raiders fall to 4-5, 2-3. Marysville 40, Wamego 33 in girls action. Marysville boys held off Wamego 63-56 in the nightcap. Bulldogs paced by Jacob Backus with 24 points. Dan Holly scores 17. Gavin Diesel in double figures with 11. Marysville improves to 7-2, 5-1 atop the NCKL. Wamego led by Tabor Vetter with 23 points. P.J. Fritz in double figures with 14 as the Raiders fall to 3-6, 1-4. Marysville 63, Wamego 56. Marysville boys tip off in the Thunder Classic Tuesday night at Seneca. Marysville girls host Nemo Hall Central Friday. Reporting for TNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bierke.
Saturday's scheduled first-round games in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Frankfort were postponed due to the weather. And those games will be played Monday, with the first games getting underway at 1:30, tip-offs at 3, 4:45, 6, and 7:30 p.m. at Frankfort. We'll have coverage beginning at 1:30 with the Washington County Axtell girls, followed by the Valley Heights Wetmore boys and the Valley Heights Troy girls, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Kansas Jayhawks Big Monday tip-off this evening at 8, pregame at 7:30, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Saturday's weather also forced postponement of the Mudeikis tournament at Beatrice. The Jayhusker wrestling tournament at Marysville was canceled. Marysville High boys tip-off in the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central Tuesday evening. We'll be on the air around 6:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our high school games streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Is your bed to blame for morning aches and pains, or is it your bad habits? We will examine a few possibilities today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 14th, the 14th day of the year. Doctor and humanitarian Albert Schweitzer was born on this day in 1875. Most of us are quick to blame our mattress or pillow if we wake up with aches and pains. But before you plunk down your savings on new bedding, here's a few other factors to look at. This time of year, many of us are sleeping with lowered indoor temperatures. That can result in tightening of muscles. You should also examine your daytime activity for clues. Poor posture, lack of activity, or overexertion will cause stiffness, and irregular sleep routines will disturb the body's production of natural anti-inflammatory proteins. Long story short, improve your habits before you replace your bed. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and read the advice of the day, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Another great sing-along, John Denver. Right. More from Willie. Got Michael Martin Murphy and Tim and Faith coming up, too.
Still your source for farm and home information. KNDY.
Didn't get what you really wanted over the holidays? Give yourself what you've always wanted from Stitch Fix. With Stitch Fix, you get new, updated wardrobe pieces hand-picked by a personal stylist and delivered right to your door. Now you don't have to leave the house to shop for clothes. And you'll be so well-dressed,